Do you ever see something with poles on it and the sliding roof used for storing hay?
I don't believe we did that much down here. It might have been in the Midwest.
What about, say a long time ago, they'd cut the hay off a piece of land and enough would grow back so you could cut it again the same year. What would you call that?
A second crop.
Okay. And when you let the hay dry and you cut it and you...
Bale it?
Well, way back before they'd bale it. I mean, back in the days when they didn't bale hay. What would they call the little piles that they'd have raked up together?
Well, we had little haystacks, but sometimes it was gathered up and tied by hand before we had balers, mm-hmm. the equipment.
What was it called when it was gathered up and tied by hand? Would you call that a stack or what?
I don't know. I didn't call it. I didn't call it.
Yeah. Where would cows be kept?
Well, they have had a barn, some in the winter time you have to keep them in the barn, and a lot of times in the summer they sleep out under the trees a lot. And you see them after they have eaten and laying down and resting under the shade of the trees and chew their cud.
Did you have cows?
I know we didn't have a cow, but we had neighbors that had cows. We had chickens.
What would you call a fenced-in place where you could let the cows graze?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. And
I went to the pasture many times to get the cow for the neighbors, but we didn't have one. My mother wouldn't have it. That's another thing she wasn't going to have.
Why not?
Well, that's too much work. That's a lot of work to have a cow and milk it and churn and do all that. She did enough as it was.
Did y'all just buy milk from town or what?
Oh, they had dairies in those days. They came around with a milk wagon. Of course, it was pulled by a horse then, but we had lots of dairies. Out from where we lived, over where Lakeside Park is, was a Frenchman's dairy over there. I can't remember the Frenchman's name right now, but we always call that Frenchman's Creek. We used to go there crawfishing, and because it was a Frenchman that had a dairy, and there was a creek that ran through there, and we went crawfishing over there and had picnics over there.
This dairy, did you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides the commercial type farm?
No.
Where would people store milk and butter back before they had refrigerators?
Well, sometimes if they had a well, they would let it down in the well where it would be kept cool. And sometimes close to the well, would out by the well would be. Mm-hmm. But of course it wouldn't keep too long. But a lot of times they wanted some of it sour so they could churn it. But if you put it too close to the fire and to make it turn, it generally is bitter. And it's not very good. If you turn it too close to the heat, it'll be bitter.
Hmm. Where would you milk the cows? Did you ever hear of a little makeshift fenced-in area where you could shut the cows up for milking?
Oh, I don't know, over in Ruston, my mother-in-law had a cow, and Lillian always did the milking over there. They had a barn, she'd just go out in the barn and milk. She was the one that milked. Each one of them had a different job.
Did